Excuse me. Episode 104.
No,
I didn't fart so hard, dude.
Matt dropping a fucking honest fart to start the epi.
Yeah, actually, that is a that's a good starting point. My brother's doing this thing. He owns a taco shop, and for $125, you can eat one meal a month. It's a vegan shop.
For $125, you get one meal a month?
No, my bad. No, my bad.
Sounds like a bad deal.
$125, you can have one meal a day.
Damn.
For a month. For 31
days. What's the name of this?
Honest Tom's.
Honest Tom's Taco Shop.
Plant-based taco shop.
Plant-based taco shop.
Change the name, yeah.
Wow. Where's that located?
44th and Spruce.
44th and Spruce in Philly.
Somewhere between Spruce and Locust on 44th.
Come down.
I don't know the exact address.
And look.
But you have to, but you have to make an honor pledge to go plant-based.
Wow.
So sure, you could cheat a small business and be like, I'll go plant-based and just get a nice little meal package for yourself. But you'd be cheating yourself and you'd be a liar.
Yeah.
So I'm going to do it. So what he's doing is he's hooking up with a doctor, I guess he knows through Instagram, a little vegan connection, a little vegan club. So they're going to take blood from like 10 people before they do it. And then after the 31 days, draw blood again and see if it actually like helps.
Damn,
I'm going to be one of them. Yeah, so I'm doing it. So
damn, if I was in Philly, I would fucking.
That's a thing too.
I would be like the perfect fucking get. My meal consists. The other night I had, did I tell you this when I watched Outlaw King?
No.
I stayed home the one night.
What'd you eat?
I got high. I went and got a full tiss.
Ooh.
Full straight tiss.
That's good Outlaw King.
Exactly, dude.
Stuff.
I watched Outlaw King. I lit a bunch of candles, ate a full fucking tiss by myself in the dark in a sweatsuit. Like a real king. I was an Outlaw King.
Damn, dude.
Then I got high enough that I was like, I should also get sweet treats.
Mm-hmm.
Paused. Outlaw King walked back to the grocery store, went in and bought Reese's Puffed cereal and a box of Oreos and a gallon of milk and walked back out.
Oh, it's so.
They saw the same dude come in, buy a tiss,
come back later,
carry it without a bag. Just was like, I was like, I don't need to bag it. Just walked out with a tiss and then came back like an hour later.
He came back for the sequel, dude. That's funny to think it's funny to contrast that between like watching a medieval battle movie. And be like, hold on, I gotta get Reese's Puffs. And like, all right, I can get back into this.
Watching these dudes like fight the British.
That's my. So I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna do that. And report back. I'm gonna let people know if it actually works or not. And if it doesn't, fuck my brother, dude. I have to deliver the truth. I can't be compromised by any source.
You can't be compromised.
That'd be funny if my blood counts just like plummeted and I became unhealthy. And I was like, well, actually, it fucking sucked.
And I will say this about Honest Tom's. I as a guy who loves to dine on Reese's Puffs and full rotisserie chickens.
Mm-hmm.
That plant-based shit's actually pretty good.
It is good, man.
I was devastated when I heard the news it was switched to plant-based. Then I went in and had some for myself. Found out.
It was good, man.
Wasn't as gay as I thought it'd be. It's pretty fucking good.
The dumps, I'm in it for the dumps, dude.
And then you get to cleanse your system,
dude.
Full-on dump.
Ate it 2 days in a row, and it's just like...
I heard that fart.
You heard that thing. I sit down on the toilet, dude, and it's just like, let's go. It's pretty nice.
You just cleanse, dude.
I'm just a pig for big dumps, dude. That's what I like.
You're a fucking dump queen.
Why do you figure?
You're trying to start cults and shit, dude. I'm just out.
I'm not trying to start cults.
I'm just out fucking being a naughty bee,
dude.
I don't
sage.
Have time, dude.
I'm a sage that somehow in this point in time came across electronic technology, dude. That's all I am, dude.
I'm just a, naughty bee, dude.
We're
timeless, dude.
You're just a collar popping
just
renegade,
out fucking
dude.
Partying, dude.
You're just a bottle rocket, dude. Fucking shooting
I'm
off in
fucking
the sky.
Quick, dude. This is trouble. I told you I hit the Stairmaster. I was on that thing for 5 minutes. I was like, oh boy,
dude. That thing
we got problems.
Fucking hard. It's real hard.
Yeah, the hot chicks at the gym. They're still. It's
man,
it's just
dude. When they fucking.
And it's Astoria too. So they're all, They're your types.
Oh, in Astoria.
In Queens, yeah. That's where I joined a Planet Fitness, dude. I'm getting fucking. That's why I'm so ripped
right now.
You
trying to drown in pussy
I'm
there,
so
dude?
Fucking, look how ripped I am, dude.
Yeah, I see those triceps popping.
Whoa.
Yo, I see those fucking horseshoes popping out the sides. What's up?
Yeah, whoa.
God damn,
it's a naughty bee feature, dude.
You got to have.
If you're a naughty bee, your tries pop.
Stunning triceps, no matter what, dude. That's fucking sick.
That's what BBGs love the most.
Triceps?
I love to grip your tries when you're fucking taking them to fucking pound city.
They're
dude.
Just little. They are. That's
they
what it is.
Lock onto those. You that's just, when they give you hickeys.
It's like it's like when you're doing like a. You ever do rock climbing? It's like they're like the little.
Of course,
fucking,
I rock climb.
They're like the little things you hook your balls into and fucking like.
Since I was a kid, I've looked at those rock climbing walls. This is just the ultimate obstacle that I'll literally never be able to accomplish.
Rock climbing kind of blows, man.
Rock climbing definitely blows.
I've done it a bunch of times. I've done a. It's called, I don't like the one where you get hooked up to a wire and then it's like pointless. I like the one where you can only go like 11 or 10 feet up, but then you're not on a wire and you just fall off onto a pad.
Oh, nice.
Pretty fun.
My niece dreamed big and tried to rock climb once.
Did it really?
We took her to a fucking indoor place and she started climbing. And I knew. She's chubby. I was like, she's a big dog. I was like, the rock climbing is not a Gillis game, dude. We are a very flat land people. We stay down, dude. We're mushroom farmers, dude. We stay in the dark. Get underground, lady. She tried to climb. She got like 2 feet off the ground and started crying.
Oh my God.
I filmed it and just laughed.
Oh, that's so
pretty
funny.
Great.
Yeah, you got to be there for like an hour. Once you realize you can't climb anything, it's like, this place sucks. Yeah, my one friend is like real into it. And I would go with him and it would just like... Well, my friend out in California, we did it. That was fun. I have another friend who was, like, actually really, really into it. And I would, like, watch people who were really good at it. And it was just kind of like, all right, that's cool. I would this is fun. I like to go up here and climb as high as I can and just kind of jump off. But, you know, that's all I used to do. When I was little, I used to climb a shed, like, 4 times a day and just jump off it. I used to like jumping off high stuff when I was little.
Jumping off high stuff was the shit.
Dude, like a swing. You do a swing,
yeah,
and jump off a swing.
At the height.
I fucking love that shit.
If I did that now, my legs would explode.
Dude, you couldn't pay me enough to jump off a swing.
I would definitely break or tear something immediately.
I'm at the point in my life where, like, if I'm on a swing set, I start, like, questioning the integrity of the structure. I'm like, can this thing handle me?
I mean, welcome to my world, dude. Yeah. If I see not that sturdy a chair every time.
That's tight. Like, the fatter you get, the better at physics you have to become.
Yeah, dude. I'll eye up a chair. I'm like Jason Bourne with chairs. Like, that chair can hold 250 pounds. This is a risk.
As you see someone out the seat, you're like, no!
I just sit, put all my weight on my feet.
You go
just,
all feet. Just, yeah, you're like an illusion
like
of your butt.
Like a catcher. Yeah,
that's fucking sick.
I see a lot of people in spandex. Dudes.
That's become the
dudes
new thing
spandex
at the gym, dude.
Acceptable.
Yeah, like, dudes dressing like fucking mocap from Street Fighter. Did you ever see that dude?
No, but
he's in the
funny.
One Street Fighter where he's in like the blue suit where like, he's supposed to be like on a green screen. Yeah, dude. They're wearing fucking spandex pants. It's like, dude. Have some fucking
yeah, dude. Be like me. Just hit the Stairmaster for 5 minutes and get the fuck out. That's how you go to the gym.
That's exactly how
Once
you do
a week.
It. Yeah.
5 minutes on the Stairmaster.
Dude.
Bounce.
Tell you what you do, dude.
That's how I'm fucking jacked right
here's
now.
Here's what. I'll give you my.
See how
that's
thick my ass is right
I like
now?
That exercise plan. Here's mine, dude. Right. You fucking go to the gym. You wear like 4 layers of clothing. Take it all off into your shorts and t-shirt. Usually that are a matching color. Green, green, gray, gray. And then hit the fuck out of a punching bag for 3 minutes and leave. That's all I do in the gym now.
Dude, you and me have sick workouts.
I started going to yoga too. I found another place, 21 days, $21. So I've been going to, I'll go hit, they're the same place. So I was like, I pay $21 and I hit the punching bag and I go do yoga, dude. But the other day I called Brittany and she was like, well, you're not going to have any time to be at the gym. I'm like, I only need 3 minutes at the gym. I hit the punching bag as hard as I can for 3 minutes and I leave. And she was like, what the fuck?
Dude, what's funny is if you and me saw each other at the gym, I'd be like, what a fucking... We'd both look at each other and be like, what a fucking weirdo. I'd literally walk in and do 5 minutes on the fucking Stairmaster. I'm like, I am fucking beat.
Well, it's funny. We'd clock in and clock out at the same time and be like, yeah. This guy knows what the fuck he's doing.
Yeah, that's a quick workout. That's all you need. You just need to shock the system. You need to jar it loose.
It's just muscle confusion, dude.
My muscles are so confused.
They don't know what to expect.
Like, why
are
we doing steps now? Been avoiding steps for years and now we're hitting them this
well, the
hard.
The Stairmaster freaks me out because it's like I'll start doing it and I'm like, am I walking up like 50 flights? It's like, this is crazy. I'm not doing this. It freaks me out.
It crushes me.
I get vertigo thinking about like how high I technically am.
There's you can watch it. You can see how many stories
fuck
you climbed
that,
up.
Dude.
That's fun.
I don't have a thing against heights. It's just when I'm climbing and going nowhere, I'm like, what the fuck is
happening? It's and then hot chicks destroy the Stairmaster.
Oh, they do two at a time. And
there's a chick
like,
next
really
to me.
Shows,
yeah,
oh,
she was doing
man.
That. She was hitting 2 steps at a time, sticking a leg back. Like, she was doing, like, stretches. And I was gassed next to her. I was right next to her, just like...
You're turning it down from one. You're like, oh, God. Oh, God.
I actually hit clear when I got off because I knew she was going to look and see what I just did. I was like, I can't let anyone see this.
You should stand at the top of the Stairmaster, ride it down, and then jump. And then get back on, climb it up, ride it down, and then jump. Or yes. Try to practice like an escalator butt slide on it.
True.
That would be tight, dude. Oh, my God. But no, I was fucked up. I was sick all weekend. And then yesterday I got prednisone. I like begged the people at urgent care. I'm like, I've had this before. Just give me prednisone. And they were like, no. And I was like they're trying to give me some bullshit. I'm like, I'm not going to take this. Because they're trying to give me
Luden's cough drops.
No, they're delicious. They don't do anything, but they're delicious.
Black ladies at urgent care were just like, here. They handed you a bag of Luden's.
What the urgent care I go to is called Vibe, dude. It's super futuristic. Damn. You have like you just come with an iPad and
it's
sign
called
in.
Vibe.
It's called Vibe.
Is it a fucking
V-Y-B-E.
Dance club?
VYBE.
It's called VYBE, yeah. And it's a fucking urgent care.
Yeah, it's in Center City, and they were just trying to get me to take like Claritin. What's that shit called? They make meth out of an allergy medicine.
I don't know.
I'm trying to think.
DM.
Yeah, I can't think of what the fuck it is. Whatever, but I wasn't taking it. Yeah. I wasn't taking shit that had like the meth stuff in it.
I think it's in Mucinex.
That's in Mucinex DM. Dextromorphine or something.
That's it. Sure. That's the name, yeah.
Is it that?
So, I don't know. This is a good podcast.
I've been talking about it. No, I've been talking about this fucking whatever the shit is, and I can't remember it. But I was like, I'm not taking that stuff. So they're like, all right, well, you know, they're like, we're not going to give you prednisone. So like, they finally, either way, they gave in. They gave me like two prednisone. So I like, nice. Begged for these things. They're like a little steroid too, so they help with like inflammation.
That's right. I knew you looked jacked, dude. You roided
so
up.
I was begging for roids. They gave me roids, and it worked. And I was like playing basketball yesterday. I felt so good.
Did you play basketball on roids yesterday?
Yeah, with a viral infection.
Speaking of roids, I watched this clip. Somebody posted it for Memorial Day. It was Sammy Sosa running out with the American flag. You ever see him do that?
No.
It's so fucking funny. He's jacked as fuck sprinting around Wrigley Field with like this American flag. I think it was after 9/11.
Really?
Maybe not, because the home run race was before that.
Oh, shit.
Either way.
Yeah.
He was sprinting around Wrigley
Field. He was so obviously steroided out.
So fucking roided out, jacked up, literally sprinting around in the outfield. Place is going nuts. And then when he's off a bat, he cracks home run. The first base coach hands him American flag, and he ran the bases. With
oh
him.
My it's god, like, dude!
He was roided out of his mind, just going yard.
I don't know why
giving
they don't
it up for the fucking troops going roid. That's a fucking classic Dominican.
Yeah, why?
And then he converted to white.
Did he
later in his life? He turned to a white guy. That's Sammy Sosa, dude.
Did he? Oh yeah, I
dude,
forgot.
That's fucking Booberry, dude.
He did. He fucking
Frankenberried out.
He bleached himself.
He went too hard. He took too many steroids from Vibe.
Holy shit, dude.
Yo, Vibe was at the center of that investigation with McGuire and Sosa.
They probably were.
They both went in there for government-administered distress because they loved America too much.
They're patriots, dude.
Next thing you know, you're taking Vibe, you Booberry.
Dude,
you're
I was
in trouble.
I was so this morning I woke up, all the shit, bad stuff came back. I call urgent care and I'm like, yo, let's go with the fucking roids. They worked. And they're like, we can't give them to you. And I'm like, what the fuck? And I'm
was
like,
you roid rage?
I was roid rage.
Did you break a table? You're like, fucking bitch. No,
but I was like, seriously? It was 8:30 in the morning. So they just opened up. And I'm like, if you don't give me these things, I'm going to go get them in another urgent care. I don't care. It's on you. You're going to give them to me or what? And then Brittany's like, you sound like an asshole. And I was like, are you calling me a fucking asshole? Whose side are you on?
Oh,
dude,
my God.
I was fucking fired up this morning. And then the lady
was this morning?
Yeah. I was roid raging this morning.
You roid raged it out?
Yes.
Dude, I'm not going to fuck with you on this cast.
Why?
I don't want you to freak out.
I've since chilled.
You look like the Macho Man right now. You're jacked as fuck.
I since chilled, dude. I laid down. I was just like.
Took a nap. Took a roid nap.
I sleep off my roid withdrawal,
you're
dude.
You sleep just. That's how you snore on a roid nap. Brittany, shut up, you bitch. Whose side are you on? I'm on the phone with Vibe. I'm on the phone with Vibe, my nurses. I'm trying to get prednisone. Dude, your life is a fucking... It's wild, man. It's just...
So, you know, oh, yeah, I was wilding out this morning. And it's funny, though, because after, like... I was sitting down in my computer chair. And I was just laughing, like, what a fucking psycho, dude. It's like, it's so hard to wrangle myself sometimes, dude. Yeah. When my little ball gets rolling, dude, it's like, there's no stopping it.
I've seen it.
Yeah.
I've seen it happen, dude.
My demons, dude.
You roided out. There's nothing wrong with that.
I did roid rage this morning. That's fully, sick. Yeah, it's pretty tight.
We had a friend in high school that gained like 40 pounds in between his sophomore and junior
year. On roids?
Well, that was alleged. Shit. When we asked him about it, he was like, I just had peanut butter and jelly sandwiches every day.
Yeah, right.
And he gained like 50 pounds
he drank
in 3 months.
He drank a gallon of milk before bed every night. Yeah.
He was fucking good, though. He was good at football.
Of course he was on fucking steroids.
I don't want to say he was on roids.
I knew a guy who for sure had been on steroids. I didn't know him in high school. I met him in college. And he had been on roids, dude. Like, no ifs, ands, or buts about
roids
it.
Roids fucking destroy
you. To the point where, like, I think if you don't take HGH, your bones don't grow. So you need to take steroids and human growth hormone so your bones can grow to hold the... It's like you're putting muscle density on that's genetically really not supposed to be on your body. So your skeletal system doesn't really handle it. So this guy wasn't taking the HGH, just the roids. And he was running... He was like a 230-pound linebacker in high school. Just a pure monster, dude. Running out in the field and his leg just broke. As he was running, that's how fucking huge he was.
You think he went to Vibe afterwards?
Yeah, I mean, they
shattered his leg.
They probably gave him HGH.
I gotta call Vibe.
They probably gave him it. That's why people who take steroids get that like big forehead. That's the HGH.
That's why you sprint out into fucking center field with an American flag.
Yeah, dude.
He's from the Dominican Republic, dude.
he loves America. All right, let me take a break real quick.
All right.
Rap movies are sick, dude.
Rap movies are, yeah. The back end, they used to do, like, comedy sketches on their albums.
Yeah, yeah.
That was the shit.
Bitch, I said so Monday.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah, I like that.
That's how you live.
I mean, I that's how I lived, dude. I lived like that
and
for a while.
You're on the phone with Vibe. Your fucking bitch is talking to you. You're like, bitch, I'm trying to get my fucking steroids.
Literally, I put the phone. They put me on hold, and we were arguing because she had called me an asshole to the first guy. So now I'm waiting for the second guy. She sounded like an asshole, and like as this, I'm like waiting for hold, so I'm like sitting there. And I'm like, me an asshole? Whose side are you on? Are your side? Are you on my side or their side? And
she's like, hello, sir.
She's going on your side. And I was like, you called me an asshole. Hello.
And you're like, I need more fucking steroids.
And I was like,
dude,
all I'm saying is that those steroids. She's like, sir, we're not giving you prednisone anymore. And I was like, fuck.
And fucking snapped your phone in half.
Yeah, dude. I was just like, well, she was like, we can give you high levels of some other shit. Like ibuprofen.
Give you an IV of Luden's cough drops.
I'm on a Luden's drip.
Yeah, that's good stuff. That was just sugar. That was literally just candy.
I know. Dude, do you ever have the vitamin C Luden's?
I don't think.
They made them. They were pumped up with vitamin C, and I had a sore throat. And I sat when I was real little. I sat and ate a whole value bag of them. And like, if you eat a lot of vitamin C, it acts like almost like a laxative. I remember just fucking shit my brains out, dude. And I like, it was insane. It was my first conscious diarrhea where I was like, whoa.
Really?
Aware of what I did, yeah. I was a youngster.
Oh, man.
That's crazy.
This is what it's all about. Yeah. This is the final cast in the house.
I know.
I don't know what we're going to do.
Oh, we'll do a cast in my house.
Yeah,
and we'll figure out days.
True. I'll be
keep the people on the fucking edge, man. I like keeping them like not knowing.
You never know.
Who knows, dude?
We should start. We'll just start intermittently dropping heat.
Well, dude, there was a guy who wants to come on the podcast. Another guy said I'm going to get on who like dispels nutritional myths.
Yeah,
the guy who like invented the science behind like not drinking enough water while you play sports when it's too hot.
Yeah, that was a good. He came up with that dehydration.
It's like, yeah, but there's like what actually happens, and like he like wrote the first book about that.
Oh, nice!
It's like
he'll come on our podcast.
Yeah,
he must be doing well.
He's a health expert, so we can have him on.
I'm gonna ask him about eating pizza at midnight and chewing tobacco.
He'll be totally fine. I'd be sick if that was his diet.
Yeah,
he's like, yeah, it's absolutely what you
tell you about. I'll tell you the ramifications of that.
What's that?
You dump hard dumps.
Is it really?
Yep. That's
cheese.
About it.
See, cheese binds me up.
I mean, hard dumps.
Oh, like just painful.
It
guys.
Binds you up, and then you
ones
fucking,
that stick all the way
then
down.
You fucking unleash hell.
Ugh. Yeah, there's some dumps you take. You can tell are just smearing the insides of you. Just yeah. There's like half of it staying, dude. You know, like John Wayne when he died, they said they rinsed out his colon, and apparently he had like just like so much weight of just compacted shit because he only ate meat.
No.
That's a hot urban legend.
That's a nice one.
Yeah, they're like, he had
to plunge his asshole.
He was such a man. Post-death, they like, I guess when you release your bowels, they looked into his intestines, and it was just like,
they
tons
fucking gave him the fucking goatee. They gave him the gaping asshole, and they looked in there. They found old hot dogs.
I mean, someone, it's pretty much what someone told me.
That, and didn't they have to pump Lil' Kim's stomach?
For what?
Cum?
I've heard that, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, that's probably true.
I mean, you really think she had her stomach pumped?
No. No.
I'll go with you there if you want to talk about
it. These are all true things. Marilyn Manson had his fucking ribs removed.
Oh, 100%, totally dude, 100%. I got proof.
For sure.
Yeah, I knew that.
If you get rid of your lower ribs, you can definitely suck your dick.
Definitely suck
your dick. That's what's holding you back.
Dude, my fucking gut.
That and Lil' Kim got her stomach pumped from cum.
Yeah, that's definitely happened.
That's true.
I got to pause again real quick. Dunkers. We definitely grew up in the golden age of snacks, dude.
Absolutely.
Like, before anyone had any idea that, like, sugar was bad, I used to eat, like, maybe 500 grams of sugar a day.
Fun Dip?
Yeah, dude.
It was literally just a box of, or bag of sugar. With a sugar stick.
The kids in my baseball team in grade school used to snort Pixie Sticks. No bullshit, dude. It was like I was at a sleepover.
They are all dead now. Every one of them is fucking dead. Snorting Pixie Sticks?
Everyone who snorted Pixie Sticks definitely had a brief problem for a little bit.
Me and my friends used to smoke paper.
Smoking paper was loose sick, leaf? Dude. That was sick.
We would smoke paper.
Smoking paper was tight.
And it's probably so bad.
It's horrible for you. We used to get sugar packets and tea bags and like smoke tea bags, smoke sugar. But when I was little, we used to like smoke just stuff.
Yeah.
Same thing. We find like straw and fucking light it up. Be like, ugh, just like, oh my God, dude, that's so harsh. Smoking non-cigarette objects is sick, dude.
That is a sick move. I'm going to go back to that. Just roll up fucking loose leaf. After a show, I'll stand out front and just smoke paper.
You'll get 302.
People will be like, you all right, man?
Dude, this is sick.
Yeah, that's, yeah, when you're a kid, you do just full fucking retarded.
Oh, it's awesome, dude. That was so much fun. We used to like wake up, smoke. I would like take a couple tet leaves from my mom. We'd like smoke a tea bag in the woods, be like, fuck, dude, it's not working. And like throw something at a beehive, run away, start a fire, and then be like, sick, it's dinner time.
That hamburger helper.
Oh,
let's fucking go. And you go eat like garbage.
Yeah, you would drink like a fucking like the Minute Maid shit out of a can. I'd be like, fuck yeah, Mom made lemonade. It was just fucking sugar. Dude,
my family never had good snacks, ever.
Yeah.
Never had good snacks. And then I'd go to my friend's house and just unload.
My mom was a health nut. So like, she would get like, it was funny because my mom would be like, I'm going to get healthy cereal, get us Berry Kicks. And I'd be like, fuck, which isn't that healthy?
Berry Berry Kicks is great.
They're not that healthy. That was like a treat. We would get Berry Berry Kicks. Corn Pops, she started slipping a little bit. Dude. But they would get, I would, if I got my hands on sugary cereal as a kid, I would
eat the whole box.
Four fucking bowls instantly. I had to.
The worst was when my dad, I could always tell when my dad was the one who went shopping. He would get groceries. He's such a fucking dickhead.
He would get
like off-brand Kellogg's.
Damn, that's some bullshit.
Like off-brand cornflakes.
Dude, I would love to bring that
rage against him, dude. Oh, dude. My dad, you wouldn't. Start crying.
There's probably nothing better than bringing home your family just like some
shit. Your fat son and be like, here, eat this nutritional shit. He cries.
Yeah, my mom, even her, like, she's healthy, but the shit we ate when I was little was, like, I'd eat, like, literally bagel bites, SpaghettiOs.
Yeah.
I ate nothing in high school but pretzels and Cheese Whiz. Soft pretzels, Cheese Whiz. Every single day. Soft pretzels, Cheese Whiz. I'd bring a lunch, eat it, like, second period, and be like, fuck, I'm hungry. And I would $1.60. It was, like, $1.75. I get three soft pretzies. And I go, can I just have a half a cup of cheese, please? And the old lady can never do a half cup. She'd hit me with a full cup. And I'm like, yo.
Got her. It's Ocean's 11 shit.
Dude, it was sick. So, yeah, I ate every day. And in my head, I was like, fuck yeah, dude. This is low fat. I'm pretty healthy. That's why I'm ripped right now. Dude, it was so fucking funny.
Yeah, those are the days.
That was fun. That was fun.
But, yeah, so how are you?
Chilling, dude.
Doing good. I haven't seen you in a week.
Oh yeah, it has been a week.
Literally every episode is. I have not seen you in a week.
Yeah, but it was a week in some days.
Mm-hmm.
So it seems like 2 weeks.
Yeah, a couple of the boys are getting rowdy, wondering where the cast was.
Dude,
it's like, dude, come on, man. I'm out here trying to get this bread.
Yeah, dude.
We're both out here grinding.
Trying to beat my dad to death, dude.
Yeah, I'm trying.